produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Good day. My name is Mutale Kalenga, coming to you from Johannesburg, South Africa, the city of God. Your program is One Soul at a Time for Jesus, broadcasting on SKM Radio Network, produced by Mercedes Kotu. It gives me a great pleasure to talk to you about Jesus Christ and His kingdom today. To all our listeners who are loved by God and created in His image and His likeness to be His holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord. Today, we are looking at Job's integrity. Job's integrity. When life's days lose meaning and the pain of hopelessness becomes a man's bedfellow, one enjoins with Job's words when he said, "Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than the hidden treasures, who rejoices exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my groanings pour out like water, for the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes." Job chapter 3, verses 20 to 26. Prior to Job's uttering the above mentioned words, he had been attacked twice and brutally so by Satan. We are told that one day, when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The fire of God fell from the heavens and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. it collapsed on them, and they are dead. And I am the only one who escaped to tell you. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked I will depart. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Job chapter 1, verses 13 to 21. In this first attack, Job lost all his worldly possessions, and he lost his own flesh and blood, his own children. They died. The second attack happened when Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. Job chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. These two brutal attacks took their toll on Job's wife, and she could no longer bear it. And thus we are told that Job's wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." To which Job replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" However, the scriptures say Job, in these tragedies, did not sin in what he said. Job chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. Those are the moments when omnipresent God appears to be absent, and a man knows no rest, for trouble is always imminent, as Satan inflicts pain and much suffering. A man, in his human weakness, dreads what happens to him as each day brings yet another dead end to every knock on the door of opportunity. All these things happen because the Lord has allowed and said to Satan, "Very well, then he is in your hands, but you must spare his life," as we are told in Job chapter 2, verse 6. How can a mere mortal man be at ease when he travels through the valley of the shadow of death, where Satan has expressed permission from the Lord to inflict pain on him? Is it, in fact, all amazing that Job did not break down to the extent where he would sin against the Lord in what he said? Many of us would simply fall apart and utter words of disrespect to the sovereign Lord. Like Job's wife, we would lose our integrity and simply curse God and die. Job maintained his integrity. Is it any wonder that the Lord had confidently said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason." Job chapter 2, verse 3. These are the moments when a man desperately needs the reality of King David to show its face. When David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Psalm 23, verses 4 to 5. My dear brothers and sisters, emulate God's servant Job and fear no evil. For the omnipresent God is always with you, and his rod and his staff comfort you, although you neither feel them nor see them, because the pain of hopelessness has camouflaged them. Remember, Satan cannot do anything against you unless the Lord has permitted him to do so. It pleases the Lord when you withstand all the pain that Satan inflicts on you and retain your integrity, because you join the league of Job, of whom God can testify that there is no one on earth like you. You are blameless and upright. You are a man or a woman who fears God and shuns evil, and you still maintain your integrity, though Satan incited the Lord against you to ruin you without any reason. Dear fellow believer, it is not easy to live up to King David's standard, where one would confidently say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalm 23, verses 1 to 6. One thing is, however, certain, that the Almighty God, who keeps his promises, is surely busy preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies, including Satan himself. And in due time, he shall surely anoint your head with oil, and your cup of his goodness and blessings shall run over. He did this to Job because scriptures testify that after the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "I am angry with you and your two friends, because you have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has." So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did what the Lord taught them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his sisters and brothers and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, the third Karen Hapok. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation. And so Job died an old man and full of years. Job chapter 42, verses 7 to 17. Indeed, the Lord anointed Job's head with oil, his cup overflowed. Surely, the Lord's goodness and love followed Job all the days of his life, and he now dwells in the house of the Lord forever. The anointing of Job's head with oil and the evidence that his cup overflowed was shown after Job had prayed for his friends Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. The Lord restored Job's fortunes, which Satan had destroyed, and gave Job twice as much as he had before Satan attacked. This is how God works. For a moment, Satan appears to triumph, but his time is limited, and soon God dethrones him and elevates the persecuted servant to glory by restoring his servant's fortunes, which Satan had destroyed. And the Lord gives his faithful servant twice as much as he had before Satan attacked him or her. The truth of these two Psalms will become true to the believer with integrity. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has a clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek his face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, your gates be lifted up, your ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift up you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, the King of Glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of Glory. Psalm 24, verses 1 to 10. And praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright, in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the land of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Psalm 111, verses 1 to 10. So you see that Satan acts with impunity. Satan has the courage to go and stand before God. Yes, indeed, Satan has that courage. And when he stands before God, God looks on his creation, the people that he has created in his image and his likeness. And he sees his faithful servants. And the Lord Almighty God boasts of his creation to Satan. And he says, "Have you seen my servant so and so? Have you seen my servant who is full of integrity, who is faithful, who fears me as his God and his creator? Have you seen my servant who shuns evil?" And Satan asks permission from God and says, "No, the one you are boasting about is because he had not been tested. Give me permission to go and test your servant and see whether his integrity will still stand." And as Satan left the presence of the Lord, he went to Job and destroyed everything that the Lord had blessed Job with. He destroyed his children. He even attacked his body with sores from his head right to his toes. But in all these things, Job maintained his integrity. He refused to bow down to the vicious attacks of Satan. Oh, his marriage was in tatters because his wife could not withstand the pain of seeing the worldly pleasures that she enjoyed being destroyed. His wife, Job's wife, could not withstand seeing the children that she bore, the ones she carried in her womb, being destroyed. They were dead. So it was only her and Job that remained. And in her pain and anguish, she turned to her husband and said to him, "Look, man, are you still maintaining your integrity? Why don't you curse your God so that you can be able to die? Maybe the pain that I feel will be a lot better." But Job said to his wife, "You are talking like a foolish woman." "Hold it, woman. You are talking like a woman of the world. Shall we not accept what is good from God, but also accept what is good from God?" And the scriptures that we have read testifies that in everything that Job said, he did not sin against God, including the words that we read at the beginning, where Job was speaking to God and saying to him, where God had said to, why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than the hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly, who are glad when they can find the grave. Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, and whom God has edged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my groaning pour out like water. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes. Such words were uttered by Job without malice. They were uttered because he felt pain. He felt wrongly attacked by Satan. He felt wrongly targeted by Satan. And many times in our Christian life, when we are faithful to God, and God is able to boast about us in the manner in which he boasted about Job to Satan, Satan seeks the Lord's permission to come and attack us. And when Satan attacks us, he attacks us viciously. He attacks us vehemently. He attacks us without mercy, just like Job had been attacked. So my brethren, my dear sisters, my dear brothers, when Satan attacks you, he will attack you to such an extent that he causes much pain on you. He causes much affliction upon you. And Satan has no emotion of mercy. He will attack you. Be like Job. Be like King David. And say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to walk in green pastures. His staff and his rod, they comfort me. He restores my soul. Be like David in those ways and be comfortable so that we can overcome the attacks of the evil one. That concludes our program for the day. My name is Mutale Kalenga, coming to you from Johannesburg, South Africa. The program was One Soul at a Time for Jesus. See you next time, God willing, at the same time on your radio station, SKM Radio, at your network. Bye, and have a blessed week ahead of you as you strive to continue to obey God's will in 2019, by God's mercy and wonderful, amazing grace.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
Ngiyanibingelela bazalwane, nzambame egameni leNkosi Jesu. Ngibingelela ngibheka amabuzo asikhondise Nkosi. Ngikubingelela ngisembabane eSwatini. Ngiyakwemukela eluhlelweni lithemba lelingcono, a better hope. Asithandaze babelo incwele, siyabonga kusihlwa. Egameni la Jesu umsa lo sendela wona. Seta wabalifu lakho ngilekelele babe. Bengakimi ngivuma kuphambe kodami ngaphandle kwakho kangisilutho. Ngiyanxusa babe moya wakho lo incwele. Lothembisile ngaye ukuthi uyawusiconzisa kulo lonke liciniso akabe nami. Abe nemlaleli ukuconzisisa lokuthi imfihlakalo. Delivi lakho. Thandaza babe. Sendela umusa kulesikhathi wendele buhle belibito la Jesu. Amen. Brethren, we are going to continue from where we ended last week. We are in the book of Acts chapter 13, verse number 36. It says, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. We dealt with this matter extensively. We shall continue today by considering why we should serve our own generation. We should serve our own generation because it is the will of God. We should serve our generation because God promises that He is going to reward us. It should be our mission on earth to use whatever opportunity we have to serve our own generation. It is also the source and standard which is the will of God that we should serve our own generation. Let us today begin by considering Philippians chapter 2. Verse 15 and 16, and see what God instructs us in this very, very important subject. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 15. And 16. The Bible reads thus. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. My brother and sister, we should serve our generation by living a blameless life, by being harmless, by being children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom we shine as lights in the world.
Imagine, my brother and sister, if you, as a parent, as a father, as a mother, you could serve your children by being blameless. That your own household can give testimony and say, my father, my mother lived a blameless life. To say, my parents were harmless. In a perverse generation where people are raping their own daughters, where mothers are molesting their own sons, where the divorce rate is alarming, where con men are so common, where people are so corrupt in government institutions. Now imagine if you and I would serve our generation by being blameless and harmless. You know, when you read from verse number 12, the Apostle Paul says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do. For his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless. Children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. It is an undisputed reality, my brother and sister, that this generation is perverse, that this generation is crooked. And we are being called upon by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, that we become blameless, that we become harmless. As people, wherever you are working, abuse the resources of the company, as people live anyhow, may we become blameless. May we become harmless. As people abuse state resources, those who are in government, as people abuse resources at work, may we serve our generation by being blameless and harmless. As people get their way through bribes, may we serve our generation by being blameless and harmless. As people murder, may we become blameless and harmless. Are you a principal in a school? How is your selection process? Are you in the HR department? How is the selection process? Are you in procurement? How do the people get to have their things bought? Are you blameless and harmless? The word of God is calling upon you to serve your generation by being blameless and harmless in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. The Bible, the Apostle Paul says, so holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I may also be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. Hey, my brother and sister, look at this testimony. Paul says of Timothy, this Timothy served with me in the gospel. Hey, my brother, he says he wants to be encouraged when he gets to hear about their state. My brother and sister, if we can hear about your dealings, can we feel encouraged? I plead with you by the mercies of God. Eesh, my brother and sister. For David served his own generation by the will of God. How I wish that you and I can excel in this area. Now, let me say this. Serving your generation does not mean to be a slave to it. Serving your generation does not mean you become a coward. But it is to maintain true religion. It is to stand for the faith. Serving your generation is not a single occasion. It is lifelong. Serving your generation means providing for the next generation so that people can have an example to follow. My brother and sister, let us look at other verses. As we continue with this matter, Matthew chapter 10, verse number 16. The Bible says, where we have just read, we should shine as light. Now let's hear what Christ says in Matthew chapter 10, verse number 16. He says, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Eesh, my brother and sister, this is the generation we are in. We need to be wise. And we need to be harmless as doves. When we read again Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14, the Bible says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Serving your generation calls upon you and I to be the light of the world. This crooked and perverse generation needs people who shall give light, who shall give hope, who shall give direction. Therefore, let us heed to the message of Christ, who says in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." That is what serving is. In verse 14, he says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Let us serve our generation by being that light. This world is hungry for that, to see light. My brother and sister, we have to serve this generation by showing holy conduct. That is patterned after the likeness of Christ. We must be like the sun and the moon in this world that is so perverse and crooked. In the book of Ephesians, Paul challenges the church at Ephesus on this very, very important issue. Let us look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." My brother and sister, let us serve this generation by the manner in which we walk. Let us walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Because this generation is perverse and crooked, there is a need for people who will draw the line. Let's consider Romans chapter number 16, verse number 19. It says, for your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil." Look at these words. Your obedience has become known to all. You can serve this generation by being so obedient to Christ that it be known to all. Not because you want your own glory. Not because you are looking for popularity. No, doing it that your obedience may become known to all. He continues to say, therefore, I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good. This is also my wish for myself and for you, that we may become wise in what is good. And simple concerning evil. My brother and sister, this is profound. This is important. Let us wrap this even to our children, that they become wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Romans chapter 1 verse 8 says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. My brother, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. So as a Christian, you can't say you don't care what people say. No, you can't say that. People have a say. People are observing. Paul says about these brethren at Rome, he thanks God through Jesus Christ that their faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. We can serve this generation, my brother and sister, by having faith such that our faith is spoken of, if not in the whole world, at least in your village, at least in your family, at least at your work, at least at your school, at least in your neighborhood. Let your faith be spoken about. Let somebody say, I thank God through Jesus Christ that your faith is known. You don't need money to serve God in this manner. You don't need to be laid in the laying of hands to serve God in this manner. You need to resolve. He continues to say in verse 9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. My brother and sister, you can serve this generation by making mention of your brethren in your prayers. My brother and sister, I desire this. My brother and sister, David served God in his generation. Served his generation by the will of God. When you are gone, can a testimony be given about you that you served God in your own generation? I challenge you, my brother and sister, by God's mercies, let us serve this generation, because it is cruel, crooked, and perverse. Let us be the light that shines. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you. I come before you by God's mercies. I thank you, Lord, for this privilege that you have given us today to speak your word. I pray that you may help me, that you may help the listener at this time and at this generation, that we may serve you as David did, that it may be recorded in heaven. And even with our own children and families, that during our time we served our generation by being the light that shines. This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Liefdes van die Here, vandag groet ek julle weer. Ek Pastor Dave Johnson regstreeks vanaf Kimberley en luister na die program Kyk na God wat geproduseer deur Masiri Scotty op die radiostasie Shimikoto Radio Netwerk. Vandag groet ek julle in die heilige en wonderlike naam van onze Vader Jesus Christus. Vandag, my broers, my sisters, moet nie so bykie verbaas as jy weet, Kimberley is lekker koud vandag. Dat ons weer vandag hierdie geleentheid het, nee, sê ons weer vir die Here baie dankie, dat hy vir ons by mekaar gebring het. Nee. Kom ons bid net gauw saam en vir ons sê baie dankie. En ons dank om ook vir julle luisteraars, ek sê ook baie dankie na julle, ek waardeer erg julle se kom luister en mense nooi, laat hulle ook kom luister en hoor, dat hier iemand is wat die Here gebruik om sy woord te kan kom hoor. Ek dankie, baie dankie. Ek sê vreselik dankie vir julle. Kom ons bid net gauw saam. Hemelse Vader, ons dankie. Yes, we thank you, Father God, for bringing us together once more and for waking us up this morning to today, Father. We thank you that you have gathered us, Father, to come and listen to your word and to do the will that you have brought us in this world, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Ons sê baie dankie teen alles wat u al vir ons gedoen het en wat u nog steeds vir ons gaan doen. Hemelse Vader, vandag bid ons vir hierdie wat nou vir die eerste keer kom luister. Ons sê vir hulle om nie moeg te raak nie, om altyd te kom en te kom luister na die woord. En ons bid ook dat u hulle moet hulle werk en vir hulle reg maak waar hulle probleme het en waar hulle streke ontmoet, vra ons vandag dat u met hulle is. Soos ons vandag gaan lees, vra ons dat al die woorde, alles wat ons vandag preek, nie uit my mond uit kom, maar liever gebruik van my, Hemelse Vader, soos u dienskundig, dat ek vir die werk kan doen, maar alles moet van jou afkom, Vader. Soos het geskrywe is in Johannes 3, versie 30, dat ons moet verminder en dat u groei, dat u meer raak en dat ons minder is. Ons vra dat as ek ook praat nou vandag, Hemelse Vader, laat die jou woorde is en nie my woorde nie. Ek dank u, wees met ons, Hemelse Vader, soos ons hierdie woord vandag kom saai, vra ons dat die harte moet oopgemaak, want elke hart wat luister, elke oor wat luister, sy hart moet kan een goeie, grond wees waar as hierdie sad gaan inval, dat het kan groei en 'n groot boom kan maak, waar alman kom sit onder die boom en die vrugte kan eet van hierdie boom. Ons vraag vir u dat u ons Heilige Gees se ore oopmaak vandag, dat ons kan reg kan hoor, dat hierdie woord wat vandag uitkom, nie op doringse val en op klippe nie, maar liever op grond wat baie vrugbaar is. Ons dank die Hemelse Vader, dra ons en wees altyd nog met ons. Ons kinders, ons vraag vir u, dat soos die skole nou al reeds toegaan in die winter, vakansies nou opkom, vraag ons dat u ook met hulle werk, dat ons kinders altyd onthou dat u die uitweg is en dat u die enigste pad is na die Vader en dat daar geen ander pad is om daar deur te kan gaan. Ons dankie, ons prys en loof en prys vandag u, Hemelse Vader, baie dankie en dankie, amen en amen. Ja, my broer, my sister, jy weet nie, soms jy sit mens nie by die huis en dan kyk jy na jou situasie, man. Jy weet nie, dan vraag jy maar, hoekom moet jy deur streke gaan? Hoekom moet jy deur hierdie stryd en dinges en goed gaan? Jy weet wat nie eintlik rerig, en dan dink ons, dit is nie eintlik rerig godlik om so te kan lewe nie. Jy weet, dat is so baie goed wat ons kan vat nie, en vir onself maak. En dan sê ons, dit is hoe Christus wil hê ons moet lewe. Maar kom ons, ek sê, laasweek het ons gepreek en ons het gepraat van, wat sê die Here, ons het uitrigter wat ons moet aantrek vir ons as ons uitgaan en gaan wil, en watte krag het God vir ons gegee. En vandag kom ons gaan kyk, ons het al hierdie krag en ons het al hierdie goed nie, maar as altyd tye wat jy kom kry, ons gaan deurstreke. En die woord van die Here kom leer vir ons vandag. As ons deur hierdie streke en blokke gaan, is dit reg vir ons soos Christelinge? Ek weet, soms tye dink ons kies goed nie. Kom ons kyk vir Moses. Kom ons kyk vandag Moses se storie nie. Jy weet, Moses het, God het ons met Moses gepraat daar by die boom wat die vuur uitgekom het, want die boom het ons nou nie gebrand nie. Moses en die Here het vir Moses gesê, ek wil jou stuur, ek wil jou gebruik. En Moses het gesê, maar Here, ek kan mos nie praat nie. Ek is die en ek is. En God het hom gevat en God het hom gebruik, jy weet nie. En later toe die Here weer met hom praat, het hy vir die Here gesê, nee maar, Here, jy weet, ek kan nie met Farao gaan praat nie. Ek hakkel so bietjie. En toe die Here vir hom gesê, nee, ek gaan vir, die Here het nie die hakkel probleem opgelos nie. Hy het nie gesê, hoor die Moses, nou gaan jy nie weer hakkel nie. Maar God het hom gelos, hy het vir hom iemand gegee om saam met hom te loop. En dan weet jy, soms dat jy kry ons sulke goed nie, waar ons sien, ons kan dit nie doen nie. Maar soos ons laasweek gelees het nie, soos ons op ons laste les geleerd het, dat God gee ons krag. Maar dan loop ons rond en sê, ons het al hierdie krag, maar kyk net wat gebeur met ons. Vandag sit ek het die stukkie brood in die huise nie. Maar weet jy wat nie? Die Here, die woord van die Here leer vir ons vandag, daar in 1 Petrus nie. In 1 Petrus daar so, leer die woord vir ons. En dit is 1 Petrus 4, so vanaf 12 af tot 14, toe kom ons lees net gou daar, dan hoor ons wat sê die Here vandag vir ons nie. Jy weet, ons doen ons niks sonder die woord van God nie. Alles wat ons doen, gaan ons doen deur die woord van die Here. Daar's niks, as die Here se woord nie vir ons sê so nie, dan maak ons nie so nie. Kom ons hoor gou wat sê die Here. Geliefdes, moenie verbaas wees oor die vuurproef waaraan julle onderwerp word nie. Dit is nie iets vreemds wat met julle gebeur nie. 13 sê, wees liever bly hoe meer jylle in die leiding van Christus deel, want dan sal jylle ook veroorloop en vrugten en sy werkenkoms in herklikheid. Geseen is jylle wanneer jylle beleiding word terwille van die naam van Christus. Dit is 'n bewys dat sy gees aan wie die heerlikheid behoort, die gees van God op julle bly. Amen. Luister wat sê die woord van die Here. Hy sê is, gelukkig is julle, nee. En hy sê daar van 12 af, geliefdes, moenie verbas wees nie. Jy weet, so baie kere gaan ons deur hierdie goedjies, nee. En dan sê ons, nee, dit is nie vir ons nie. Dit is Jy weet, dit mag nie met ons nie. Ek het alweer gesondig. Ek het alweer dit gedoen. Jy weet, ons is so lief om goed op ons te kan sit as mense. Kom, ons lees dit net gauw in Engels. Nee. Moet nie vergeet nie. Ons het 1 Petrus gelees nee, van 4. 1 Petrus 4 vanaf 12 tot 14. Kom, ons lees hom in Engels. Nee. Dan sê hy so vir ons, as we read 1 Peter 4 from verse 12 to 14. Reads as follow, dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that we have come on to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice as much as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may overjoy when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of the glory of God resists on you. Amen. So, jy weet nie, as jy gaan kyk nie, na baie kere, is dit, ons blameer die Here vir alles. Ons blameer die Here. Maar luister nie, die duivel gaan nooit na jou toe kom as jy sy kind is nie. Die duivel sal nooit 'n streek en blok voor jou gaan sit, dan weet jy jy sy kind nie. Jy weet nie, baie kere van ons is geneig, ons lees die woord van die Here in die boek. En dan hou ons dit vir ons. Jy weet, hier is 'n geskenk wat ons gegee het. As jy in Johannes gaan lees, nee, Johannes 1 sê, en die Vader gee ons sy enigste seun. Hy het hom vir ons gegee. Dit is 'n geskenk wat ons gekry het. Hoeveel kere loop ons uit en praat van wat ons al gekry het? Jy weet, as jy nou verjaar vandag, en môre dan by die werk maak hulle vir jou 'n party daar nie, 'n partytjie na hierdie partytjie, kom jy hier toe, jy moet nou geskenke, en dan kom breek jy by die huis en sê, elke tyd wanneer jy gaan, al gaan jy nou sondag kerk toe, dan praat jy na die kerk en dan sê, jy gaan ook dinges gaan gee daar, en staan en sê, ja maar weet jy wat, ek wil net getuig nie, vandag ek was my verjaarsdag, en ek het soveel presente gekry, soveel presente. Getuig jy ook, as jy loop in die straten van Christus. Want hier sê hy vir ons vandag, die streken blokke wat ons deurgaan, nee, maak nie saak in watse beleiding ons vandag deurgaan, nie. Ons doen dit in hom, want dit is in ons sin. Want die woord van die Here maak het, hy sê ons moet nie verbas wees, dat ons deur hierdie goed gaan nie. Want die leidings en alles, jy weet nie, wat ons deurgaan, het hy al reeds deurgegaan vir ons. Is net dat ons dit ook mag deurgaan. Wees jylle bly, hy sê dan 13, wees jylle bly, hoe meer jylle in die leiding van Christus deel. Hoor, hy sê ons moet bly wees, dat ons in hierdie leiding, jy weet, deel is van dit. En as jy gaan kyk, he, ons het nou wel laas week gesê, Christus het ons krag gegee. En dan vra iemand, maar hoekom moet jy so deur? Maar jy weet, elke tyd as iets met jou gebeur, en dan sê jy net, jy weet nie, maar ek is net bly, ek lewe nog. So 2 maande gelede het iemand in die huis ingekom, het my selfoon, my 2 selfoone gevat, het my skootrekenaar gevat, my vrou se skootrekenaar, my vrou se foon. En sowel soos wat hy goed weg is, sê ek dankie aan die Here, dat hierdie persoon ons nie doodgemaak het nie. Hierdie persoon het niemand verkrag in die huise nie. Ons, jy weet, jy sê dankie vir dit, dat jy nog kan lewe vandag. Laat jy nog steeds, jy weet, die krag en die mag aan het om te kan loop en die mense sê van hierdie geskenk wat jy het. Christus is 'n geskenk wat die Vader vir ons gegee het. Maar ons loop nie en praat van hierdie geskenk wat ons gegee is nie. Vandag sê die woord van die geskenk vir ons vandag, dat ons moet bly is as ons deur die lydings gaan. Want ons ly onder Christus. Soos hy gelei het, so gaan ons ook ly. En dit wys vir ons dat ons is nie kinders van die duivel nie. Want die duivel sal nooit sy kinders verslaan nie. Al wat hy gaan maak is, hy gaan hulle sleg laat lewe. Hulle vind nie eens uit hulle lewe sleg. As jy gaan kyk, daar is baie van hulle wat lewe daar in die tronk in. En hoe lyk het in die tronk in? Jy weet, tronk is nie lekker plekje nie. Ek was al daar vir 'n dag. Ek het al 1 keer in die tronk in gaan lê vir 'n dag. Maar weet jy, die dag was ook nie lekker nie. Ek het in die oggend in gegaan en ek het die volgende oggend uitgekom. En dit was nie 'n lekker plek nie. Jy weet, ek kan dit nie vir iemand behartig as jy weet, en sit en dink jy, nee, ek gaan hom laat vang, laat die tronk toe, laat die tronk, oeh, jy weet, die plek is nie lekker nie. Maar liever, ek gaan bid vir jou. Kom, ons bid vir mekaar. Maak jy sang, wat het jy vir my al gedoen nie? Ek weet, soms die jy sê, but the law must take its course. Ja, die wet moet sy deel doen. Maar ons moet ook bid vir die persoon. Laat die persoon kan verander. Laat die nie daar gaan blij nie. Maar kom ons kom nou terug na die woord toe wat ons eintlik vandag het. Onse leidinge. Laat ons blij is in onse leidinge. Maak jy sak, laat ons nie heil en trane stort van hartseer nie. Maar laat ons trane stort van blijdskap. Om te weet, as hierdie goed gebeur met ons, the trials and tribulations that we are going through, laat ons sit en weet dat ons doen dit vir Christus. Soos hy ook daar deurgegaan het, so gaan ons ook deurgaan. Dit is 'n proef om te wys dat ons kinders van die Here is, dat ons deur hierdie streke in blokke gaan, dat ons bly in dit en gaan is, en nie heil trane van hartseer nie, maar aan heil ons trane van blijdskap, om te kan sien dat ons kinders van die Here kan is. Jy weet, dit sal nie met jou gebeur as jy nie 'n kind is van die Here nie. Die boek sê vir ons, ons moet bly is daarvoor. The word teaches us today that we should rejoice and be glad and be happy for these trials to happen to us. Fairy ordeals that are coming to us, that are happening to us, that is proof to show that we are children of Christ. We are no more children of the devil. We have been washed, we have been clean, and we have been redeemed by him, the one who have died for us on the cross. And now today, child of God, as you are seated there, rejoice, knowing that the trials that you are going through, it's not trials because of you are a child of the devil. Do not see yourself. You know, we in this tendency that we like to see ourselves as, no, I've sinned. I sometimes look at people when they come to church, congregants, they will come into church, and when you give them the Lord's Supper, they will say, no, you know, yesterday I did. But God says, I've already washed you. I've already forgiven you. It's just for you to come and ask for forgiveness. He has already forgiven us. Just come and clean yourself with the blood of Jesus. Ons kan nie sit elke keer en sê, ja, maar weet jy, ek het gisterand gevloek nie. Ek het gisterand dit gedoen en ek het dit gedoen nie. Kind van die Here, kom uit hierdie goeters uit. Kom terug waar God jou wil hê. Soos ek vir jou so sê vandag, net die woord leer vir ons, dat Christus, God het vir Christus gestuur as 'n geskenk vir ons. Kom ons loop uit en praat van hierdie geskenk. Yes, God has given us Christ. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And God has sent us His only Son. He has given His Son unto us as a gift of love, a gift of repentance, a gift of restoration, a gift that will be there forever and ever. You know, I can't even remember what I've got from my mother when I turned 21 years. Because that was the only time that I got a present from my parents. My mother gave me something. I can't remember what it was. But this gift, we cannot forget about it. This gift, we must talk every day about it. We must be proud to be part and parcel of the suffering that the book is telling us about. The Word of God today teaches us that it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter how you go there. As long as you go through this trial. If nothing is happening to you, my brother, my sister, and you are in the church, you have said you have repented, you are born again, but yet today, nothing is happening to you. Everything of you is smooth sailing. Let me bring you back. When Moses was talking to God, when God said, I want you to go to Pharaoh, he said to God, no. Remember, I cannot talk. I'm a starter. I cannot talk. And God didn't solve that problem for him. He didn't say, no, Moses, you won't start anymore. You won't start anymore. He never said that. He never cured his starting. But rather, he gave someone to him to go and work with him. That's how God is to us. That's how God is to us. The suffering, he will not replace the suffering, but he will give you strength to go through your suffering. He will lift you up. Listen to what Psalm 91 says. I'll lift you up so that you don't strike your foot against the stone. So the angels will lift us up. He will send help for us. Because he has said unto us, take upon my yoke, and my yoke is an easy yoke. So how can he set you through trials knowing that you are weak. You won't be able to withstand. You know, the only thing with us is that we doubt God so much. Many a times when we travel, we make sure that our spare wheel is right. That's how we use God. You know, I've listened to many people. Ne? Ek het na baie mense geluister. Net wanneer dinge sleg loop, dan word jy geskree, oh my God, oh my God. Maar as jy met die persoon gaan staan en praat, ne? As jy gaan praat met die persoon, en jy praat van Christus, dan lyk het soos iemand wat die Here ken nie. Dat is die eerste maal wat hy hoor van hierdie geskenk wat God vir ons gegeet het. Yes, it will be like the first time this person is hearing what you are saying. When you're telling about God, it will be like the first time that he hears this word of God. He will come and tell you that, no, okay, ek hoor jou, maar is Christus dan? Het hy vir my, was het hy, ek is aan die wit nie, ek is nie hoe nie, maar God het hy vir my gemaakt nie. Jy weet, hy word jy praat van sy paase kind. En as jy mooi gaan kyk, as jy om die woord het, maar laat iets met hom gebeur, en dan gaan hy vraag, Vader, hy jyne, o God, hy my Here. Maar dis die selde persoon, as die polisie omvang, as hulle omvang, weet jy net, dit is so swaar dat, as die dag gebeur, dat die polisie jou vang, as hulle om het, dan word jy skree die Here se woord. En hy roep vir Jesus, o Jesus, o Vader, ai jyne, kan ek nou sê, dis ek het, waar is die Here nou? Sing jy, dit help jy soek om die tyd nie. Moet nie wees soos die kinders wat Noah na hulle toe gegaan het en hulle gesê het van die woord van die Here. Het hulle gesê, hoorie, God sê, hy gaan storm van water stuur. En hulle het gaan sit. En niks, maar toe die storm kom, het hulle hardloop en die deur gaan klop. Toe hulle, toe die moeilikheid kom, hardloop hulle nou eers. Soek die Here solank hy daar is. Moet nie gaan wacht tot hy tyd nie. Wees ook een kind van die Here vandag, wat al kan die streke en blokke deur jou gaan vandag, al loop jou leven nie recht vandag, dat jou focus op hom is. Dat jou focus nie op die goed is, wat die langs aan jou gebeur. Moet nie vergeet, wat het gebeur met Petrus nie. Toe Petrus daar gestaan het en gesê het, Here, kan ek na jou toe kom, toe hy op die water loop. En toe sê die Here, kom, klim hy die boot uit en kom. En toe hy kom, toe hy sien, dat die golwe bykie weer groter raak, die stof bykie, die wind bykie, swaai raak, toe kyk hy na daardie goed, toe kyk hy nie na die Jesus Christus nie. Kom, ons focus wees op Christus vandag. Maak nie saak deur wat die struik en blokke ons deur gaan nie. Wanneer iets nie reg loop in jou leven nie, sit en vraag om, laat hierdie woord vandag vir ons lei. Laat hierdie woord wat ek vandag vir jou gee, wat God deur my sit, dat ek dit vir jou gee vandag, laat het jou lei. Jy weet, baie kere sit ons met probleme. En dan kyk ons nie, wat sê die woord van die Here vir ons nie. Wat sê die woord van God vir die vrou wat gebloei het? Toe die vrou gebloei het, iemand moes haar gesê het. Dat weet jy, dat is iemand wat vir jou kan red. Dat is nie, luister nie, sê, die vrou mens moes ryk gewees het. Want as jy lees in die Bybel, sê die Bybel vir jou, hierdie vrou het dokters en dokters geloop. Sy het alles geprobeer om reg te kan kom. Maar iemand moes haar gesê het van God. Hoekom het sy geweet toe Jesus daar aankom? Weet jy, as ek net kan die soem van sy jas kan vang. As ek net die soem, luister wat sy, as ek net die soem kan vang. En sy het reguit gegaan na waar sy gemik het. Sy het net gemik aan Jesus. Om gezond te raak is die mik wat sy geberend het aan hom. So laat hierdie goed nie vir ons. Jy weet vandag wegvat van die Here af. Laat ons klou aan God. Laat ons vashou aan hom. Laat al die streke en blokke vandag. Laat ons vandag loop en sê, weet jy, vandag ek is bly. Vandag is ek bly. Ek gaan deur hierdie goed. Om te bewys, ek is 'n kind van die Here. Om te bewys, ek is nie 'n kind van die duivel nie. Dat ek in die regte pad in loop. Want hierdie is goed wat ons kan wys hoe loop ons in die Here. Ek dink voorheen het ek al iets gevra. Weet jy, as jy 'n tannepast gaan vat nie, of as jy 'n piesang gaan vat, en jy druk die piesang, moet hom nie oopmaak, jy druk kom, laat jy druk kry, as jy onder druk is, gaan kyk wat kom daar voorheen. As die selde soos die tannepast, as jy 'n tannepast gaan vat, en jy druk om hieronder, jy gaat sien daar by die mond daar waar jy die doppie afdraai, jy gaan sien wat kom uit. Daar gaan die lemoensap uitkom. Daar gaan die karolie uitkom. Daar gaan die pisang uitkom. Maar dat gaan die tandepas wat jy soek wat daar binnen is, gaan uitkom. So kom ons kyk, as ons hier onder die druk is, gooi ons ons handen weg vir die Heere. Draai ons terug en sê, dit is nie wat ek wil deurgaan nie. Want baie kere kom kry jy, ons is in hierdie situasies, ons weet nie hoe om uit te kom nie. Maar hier leer die woord vir ons vandag. Ons moet sê, ons is bly dat ons daaronder is. Ons moet bly is om te weet dat deur hierdie goed gaan hy ons optel. Deur hierdie goed sal hy ons deurdra. En soms te jy gaan jy kyk op die voetstappe. Daar jou voetspore, as jy net een parkie kry, dat daar nie nog een ander ene is. Dat is net een persoon is wat hier voorbij geloop, dan moet jy weet, hy was saam met jou. Kom ek sê vir jou vandag, ons leven vandag, onze oogjes blink. Vandaag is daar mense wat heil, omdat hulle se mense vandaag gesterwe het. Maar jy het God nog gekies om nog een draai te kan kry, om terug te kan kom terug na hom toe. Kinders van die Here, laat ons nie wees soos die bose mense nie, maar laat ons in die woord van die Here inloop. Jy weet, as ek terugkijk daar na Job nie, Job 4 versie 3 tot 5, leer ook vir ons dat alles wat hy deurgegaan het, het hy nooit gedraai sy rug op God nie. Maar hy het liever die dag wat hy gebore is, het hy gekis. Hy het gesê, I kissed the day I was born. He never kissed Christ. Because he went through those trials, Job, but he was faithful to God. Hy was faithful aan die Here. So laat ons ook oor daarna wees, laat ons jy weet, bly is dat het met ons gebeur. Want die Bybel sê vir ons, dit is een bewijsstuk dat ons kinders van die Here is. En dat ons nie kinders van die duivel is nie. Want die Here die boek leer vir ons vandag nie. Geliefdes, moet julle nie verbaas wees nie oor die vuurproef waaraan julle onderwerp word nie. Jy weet die vuurproef nie, dit is al die slechte goed wat met ons gebeur. Daar is sekerlik een huise vandag, wat jy kom kry, die kinders in die huise, drink alman, is in godeloosheid, hulle is in diefstal, hulle is in, en dan vraag jy vir jou, maar in die huis langsam, al die kinders loop, hulle loop kerk en hulle doen alles, en jy ook wat kerk loop, en dan gebeur daar iets met jou kind, en dan is jou enigste kind wat jy het vandag bevriend met die ander kantste huise kinders, daar waar hulle reeds deur die dwelmse loop, daar waar hulle gaan drink en godeloosheid maak, is jou kind vandag daar in daardie huise, en dan vraag jy, hoekom het die Here vir my gelos, laat my kind moet hier deur gaan, en dat jou kind nie, soos die kinders is langsaan wat kerk loop, net soos jy en jou kind kerk geloop het, die vandag loop jou kind die weesam met jou kerkie, en dan kyk jy na hierdie beproeving, en dan sê jy vir jou, weet jy, God het my gelos. God het my gelos. God het nooit gesê, gaan ons los. Hy het vir Joshua gesê, soos ek met Moses was, sal ek met jou wees. So laat ons vandag terugkijk en lees die woord van die Here. Laat ons weet wat sê hy vir ons. Dat hierdie beproeving moet ons bly wees. Ons gaan deur dit. Die beleidings en al die snakste goed wat ons deur gaan, laat ons dit deur gaan. Want hy is saam in ons. Hy sal ons nooit los en hy gaan ons nooit verlaat nie. Kinders van die Here, let us stay. Let us stay in God. Let us not move away from him. For he is our only source. For he is our only Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. And there's nothing. You know, the word of God in Deuteronomy was written years ago. But it's still applicable for us, Deuteronomy 5, from verse 1. It teaches us, from verse 5, it teaches us that those 10 commandments was not given to our ancestors. It was given unto us, those who are still living today. Now that word has never changed. And that word will never expire. It will, my children's 10 times 10 children will come and find the very same word. It will still be the same. It will never change. It's not like us. Today you'll find me like this, and tomorrow you'll find me like this. But the word of God remains the same. My brother, my sister, my broer, my sister, except for you, baie dankie, dat u kom luister. Ek sê vir jou baie dankie vir die wat jy iemand ook genooi het en jy ook wat nou vir die eerste keer luister na my. Eerste keer luister na hoe preek ek. Ek weet daar's baie mense wat beter kan praat as ek, jy weet nie, maar ek is bly dat jy vandag vir my gekies het. Luister hier nie, ek is nie die enigste ou wat preek hier nie, maar daar's baie anderse wat ook preek op 'n Saterdag, op 'n Woensdag, op 'n Sondag. Ons is hierso. Ons is verskillende kerke. En as jy miskien in Suid-Afrika is, as jy nou miskien wil 'n plek na toe gaan, daar waar jy nou wil gaan kerk hou saam met ons. Ons is in Kimberley, ons is in Johannesburg, ons is in Bloemfontein, ons is in Kwaakwaan, en ons gaan ook nou, heidag gaan ons Kap toe beweeg ook, ons gaan ook daar 'n plekkie gaan oopmaak. Maar kom ek sê vir jou baie dankie my broer, my sister, vir die wat jy vandag kom luister. Ek is bly tot ons weer ontmoet. Kom ons bid net gou saam. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor, we glorify your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you once more for this opportunity that you have bring us together, that you, Father God, your word, let us come out. I thank you, Father, for the word. I ask, Father God, that everyone who have listened, let this word not fall on unhealthy ground, Heavenly Father, but fell on grounds, Lord Jesus, so that when this tree, the seed that has fallen down, can be a tree, Father, that everyone will come and sit under the tree for the shadow and eat from the fruits of this tree. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus. Be with myself, Father, or every pastor is preaching on this radio station, Heavenly Father. Kayla Paget, her crew, and Mercedes Scottu and her crew, Father, we pray for them. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Be with Pastor Shimi, his wife, his children, and his grandchildren, and his daughter-in-law, Father. I pray for them. Lord Jesus, be with them. Guide them, Father God, Lord Jesus. And every preacher on this radio station, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Guide us and protect us, Lord. Lord, as you have said, Father, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you. Amen.